Good evening, Pilgrim Chris here, Audio Mo 11, day 29. I thought I would tag this boo into that. I was listening to the threads that are going on about boo etiquette, and a lot of contributions there, which is fantastic stuff. And I would like quickly just to let SM2N know regarding types of boo that I didn't mean to misunderstand him. I was just taking what you said there, Simon, into a different area. I didn't really misunderstand. It was just that it provoked some thought from me and with categorisation, and I just wanted to explore a slight angle to that, really, more than assume that it's what you meant, if you know what I mean. So, you know, no apologies necessary there at all, my friend. We're just expanding upon an idea that you created, and I'm grateful for that. And Timmy Sims, who mentioned that no apology was necessary, I reiterate that. So I just thank you for starting a very good thread. Nick Holloway Vox mentioned in a boo about friendship, and to expand on that, I agree entirely with a lot of what you say there, Nick. Friendships are constructed in different ways and through different forms of media today, and I was having a conversation with my mother about this, who can't understand the concept of having any kind of friendship apart from the one where you meet someone face to face, go out for lunch or whatever, and develop friendships that way. And I think a friendship, the terms of friendship are being redefined and how we interact with people. And I would say that through boo, through audio boo, I can't say that I've made friends in the traditional sense of the word, but I certainly think that I'm making friends, and that the friendships that hopefully are forming, and through Twitter, because that's my main medium, are friendships that are forming are and can be lasting. I've met a few people from Twitter in the flesh, and I have a lot of conversations going on there. And with boo recently, I'm picking up on people that I would never imagine I would even listen to, let alone know. And I think it's a good thing. Whatever your category of friendship is, for me, it's like-minded folks having discussions. And, you know, friendship comes in many levels. And I class people as friends who are engaging in conversation with me, who are prepared to correct me, who are prepared to agree and disagree with me, and that's part of a social network, and that's what it's all about, I think. And so for me, it's creating different methods of dialogue, different methods of communicating with people through these social mediums. And something that James said on Sizzy G about the serendipity of finding certain boos, I agree entirely with that too. I would never have got in touch with half of the people that I'm booing to and booing with had it not been for browsing certain topics and just picking up on the occasional thing that looked of interest. So again, it brings a different form of communication. We're more able to find points of interest through social media than we're able to anywhere else, really. You could go into a pub and somebody's having a conversation, some strangers, and you wouldn't really dream of walking up to them and joining in. But of course, social networks aren't like that. They encourage people to join in, and through that, a friendship can form. So I'm for it, and I think that with etiquette and booing and all that conversation, it's enriched me. And I thank you all for your participation and for allowing me to participate and welcoming my thoughts. It's quite touching, really. So anyway, that was just some comments there, and thank you all for listening, and speak to you soon.